Welcome to Big Country 99's Farm Focus, brought to us by Steve Moody, First Home Bank in Mountain Grove. At First Home Bank in Mountain Grove, they appreciate area farmers and understand the importance of farming in our community.
Hey folks, welcome back to Doc Talk. Dr. Dan Thompson here, and we're talking about weaning calves and proper management. And I, a lot of times, as a feedlot veterinarian or as a cow-calf veterinarian, I've seen both sides of the fence, pardon the pun. But when we start to think about properly managing the calves and we think about animal welfare, I think about scour prevention and environment for the baby calves. I think about the weaning component of calves and maternal separation. And then I think about cattle in confined operations being able to express normal behavior and be able to find shade and kind of environmental stress issues. So this weaning component is probably one of the most important areas in the beef production supply chain when it comes to animal well-being. And so we're going to talk about, weaning cattle, weaning calves off cows. And you start to think about this, and we can wean calves in the pasture, or we can wean calves in the dry lot. And the old traditional dry lot weaning is that we go and we gather the animals in the fall, and we're going to preg check, and we're going to process calves, and the calves will go into one pen, and the cows will go back out on the pasture. We'll load the calves up and take them to a lot, and we'll wean them. And that's kind of a traditional dry lot weaning. However, there are some methods of when you can wean the calves in the pasture rather than wean them in the dry lot, where you actually leave the calves in the environment that they're used to and not put them into a dry lot situation. Leave them on the pasture. You have to make sure that you have ample forage for those calves to continue to graze, but you can actually leave the calves where they're comfortable or used to being around in that environment and move the cows to another place where the calves can't hear the cows bawl back to them. So that's one way. Another one is what we call soft weaning. And the soft weaning is when we actually will leave the calves in the pasture that they were in with the cows and then move the cows into a pasture adjacent, but where they can run in the fence side by side, where they can have nose contact, they can have sound contact, they can smell each other, but the calves aren't able to commingle with the cows. They will bawl, but it is a softer bawl, and those calves will gradually make fewer visits to the fence line to visit their mom, and it's kind of a soft wean. When you look at some of the research, we've seen research that has showed a 23 to 28 pound advantage in this soft wean system versus the traditional abrupt weaning into a dry lot type situation. So there can be some increase in pounds. And again, you gotta make sure you have ample space for those calves to graze and forage. The two-step method of weaning is, first we're gonna leave the calves in the pasture with the cows. We're going to take away the nursing response by putting a clip in their nose where they can't, or a paddle, as seen here in this picture, where they can't nurse. After a while, when the calves are able to forage and not nurse, we'll then leave the calves in the pasture and move the cows to another pasture. And this is kind of a two-step method, where first we take away the nursing, and then we'll provide the maternal separation by weaning those calves.
This has been Big Country 99 Farm Focus, brought to us by Steve Moody, First Home Bank in Mountain Grove. Thanks for listening.